BDigiX, your online listening experience. Welcome to Girlfriend, the advice show with a twist. I'm Jeff Newman, and today's show, as always, features psychic and hypnotherapist Cynthia Chauvin. Also on the program, hypnotherapist, television producer, and Cynthia's husband, John Miles. Welcome back, both of you.
Hello. Hi, how are you this morning?
Always a pleasure. And always, I love the fact that this is the advice show with a twist, because you can tune in to various radio stations. You can watch either on television as well. What they called advice, they call them self-help. But this one does have a twist, and your credibility to me is unmatched. So that's why I enjoy being here and witnessing it and listening to you and then the advice you give. Today, though, something a little different. And something I've never heard of.
That's not unusual.
It's called organ singing.
Mm-hmm.
Organ singing. Now, John, I've never heard of this. Why don't we start with you and give me a little definition and tell me what that's about.
Sure. Organ singing is, look at the body like a musical instrument. Look at the human organism as a series of frequencies that all... You know, we see humans, so oftentimes we just think in terms of visual terms, but you can also look at the human body in terms of frequency and harmony. And there is a school of thought that is really thinking of the body in terms of music. And organ singing is the concept or metaphor that, a useful metaphor that each organ in your body has a different vibration and responds to, for lack of a better word, to its own song, to its own harmony.
Is it possible to have control over that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. This sort of comes from, you can tell the story here.
Absolutely. Craniosacral will actually put your body back in harmony in organs. And for me, when somebody works on me with craniosacral, I can actually hear the tune or the tone of my organ that they're working on at that particular time, because every organ has a different tone. So just like a scale. And you can also use tuning forks, by just like you do with a piano. But again, thinking that we're basically water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And water vibrates, right, through your body, and your organs kind of float within this water. You can see that if you set off a vibration energetically, just like throwing a pebble into the water, it'll start to reverberate through the whole thing.
Now I believe you, because mm-hmm. I have no reason not to, but is there any school of thought that doesn't?
Let me just quickly give sort of a past analogy. There was a doctor by the name of Adolf Semmelweis, mm-hmm. who had a concept, and his concept was, and he proved his concept. He was a Viennese doctor in, I want to say, the 1700s, and he said, you know, there's something that we can't see, and it would make sense for doctors to wash their hands before they go from an autopsy to give to the birthing room.
Mm-hmm.
And he proved it by using carbolic acid to have doctors and nurses wash their hands before they actually did a birth. And he actually proved that you could increase, you know, decrease infant mortality, decrease in what postoperative infection, what mm-hmm. they didn't know at the time. And his concept was little bugs that you couldn't see, or bacteria.
Right.
He proved it, and he was still laughed out of Viennese society. He was laughed out of the medical community, and he died penniless and crazy and broke.
Just because he wanted folks
to wash their hands.
He had a concept that he could not prove. The structure of thought, any existing current structure of thought at that time, Viennese medical society, could not conceive of this. Of course, within 20 years, this guy named Lister came out, mm-hmm. and you all know this name because of Listerine, and the idea of bacteria was then proven as a concept, to where they actually did start washing their hands. So are there people that don't believe in concept of the organ being musical, organs being musical? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Any existing thought will reject any new thought.
I'm sure there's some study out there. I didn't do any research on it. I just more or less do everything intuitively, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that be investment, getting married,
mm-hmm.
doing a radio show. It's just more intuitively to me. But I'm sure that I've read somewhere, just like now, they can take a picture of your energy and see what you're vibrating, you know, what color's coming out of you, what so forth and so on. I'm sure there's a way to hook you up to something, to amplify, to find out the vibrational patterns that you're emitting as far as the sound goes. Mm-hmm. You know, they've done it with water by putting the messages under the water and then taking pictures and seeing that just verbiage going through water emitted some kind of reaction to the water. Mm-hmm. And then the picture was taken of the actual water and the crystal of the water. You could see the difference between the word hate, and you could see the difference between the word love. And you know,
Sidhi is referring to something that was featured in the film What the Bleep Are We? Mm-hmm. Or What the Bleep dot dot dot. And there is a Japanese doctor whose name is escaping me right this moment, who took pictures of water that was preyed upon using a type of frozen, where he was freezing crystals. Mm-hmm. And they did the preyed upon version, and the versions had the word dislike or hate or anything like that. And the ones that had love and harmony were beautiful crystals, and the ones that had hate and anger were malformed crystals. This is something that you can just look up. It's What the Bleep. It's very interesting.
Interesting.
So the concept that intention or thought or music can have a positive and or not positive effect on people is something that's absolutely proven.
Actually, they did do a study where they played Beethoven in different music and did the same thing with the water. Put the water crystals first. So first you see what the water crystal looks like before you play the music, then you play the music, then they put the microphones close to the music, then they looked at the water crystals afterwards, and you know, you can see a significant difference between a rhetoric kind of sound or a tinny kind of sound in Beethoven. You know, Beethoven, you get these beautiful crystals that look like snowflake, and then you put heavy metal on and it looks like these jagged rocks, and it doesn't even look like a crystal anymore. It doesn't look like water. It's black, off-colored. It's really amazing. So it's not so much different than that. But I do believe there's been studies on it, and I can't name one right off the top of my head.
We'll find one and post it on our website.
Right.
Sounds like art imitating life as far as what the crystals. But it probably has a lot to do with vibration as well, mm-hmm. because in a well-structured composition, mm-hmm. the music tends to be just that, structured. And so the crystals would be structured.
That's right.
In my opinion. Now, with that said, expound upon the fact that you can control this, because wouldn't it be wonderful if I had vibrations in perfect harmony and that would lead me to better health? Mm-hmm. Is that feasible? Is that why you're studying this?
I can tell you just exactly where this comes from and where I got this. The idea for today's show was, is because I've had issues with my gallbladder. Your gallbladder is the little, for those that don't know, the gallbladder is a little, you know, a little sac that sort of sits underneath your liver, and its job is to hold bile, which helps you digest fats. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, most of the time, everybody develops gallstones, which are cholesterol, and basically they're little stones that can clog up your gallbladder. And if you get too many of them, they can get impacted, and they don't. The gallbladder doesn't do its job, and you have to get the stones out. So there's lots of ways of doing this, but one of the ways to help relieve the symptoms, I do a gallbladder flush, which we can talk about, but one of the ways to relieve the symptoms of this, we have found, is that Cynthia started singing to it, and I swear to God, it's a very simple...
Off-key at that.
Off-key at that.
Because that's the only way I can sing off-key.
She put hands on, you know, hands on the stomach area, which is your upper right abdomen quadrant, and it was all inflamed and it was kicking up and was causing me a lot of pain, and she just hummed and sang to it, and that seemed to calm it down.
Yeah, the inflammation went away. I know, it's weird. Weird but true.
You're in the music business. This intuitively makes sense to you when you think about it.
Yeah, I was going somewhere else, which I won't do for this family show.
That's a slippery slope.
There you go.
Oops, but let's not go there.
But
it can be used for a lot of things.
But along those lines, of course it can. Now, in conjunction with that, for just the normal person, everyday health. I take a vitamin. I'm trying to eat. I'm trying to exercise. How, again, can I exercise the vibration between my blood flow and my brain power? And,
Don't think bad thoughts, first off.
Okay. Excellent thought process.
Is it about energy, do you think?
Yeah, excellent thought process. Good way to clear is you fill your bathtub up with water. You put your head half under where your face is exposed, but your ears are under the water, and you hum. And it puts a vibration into the water, and you can feel it go through your body. And you'll feel very relaxed at the end of just a few chords. And I just do A-E-I-O-U, which is just the vowels, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can just get in there and start humming. Your natural nature will take over, and you'll hum something that will make you feel better.
Right.
And when you get out, your body's in balance, and you'll sleep well.
A-E-I-O-U. Actually, there are some traditions that believe that A-E-I-O-U with the added is actually a name for God.
Wow. Kind of makes sense, too, because, you know, the vowels are in every word.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that's in every word. Of course, I guess if there's other what languages don't have vowels, though?
Is there I can only think maybe the clickety-clackety language or something.
Closer.
Is that what it's called?
Could be, yeah.
Okay.
Could be. Now, a density of water. Because there are folks who give birth underwater.
Uh-huh.
And, again, I'm not sure the medicinal benefit to that, but there must be one or people wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have something to do with density, vibration, health?
I think that's just going from one natural state to the other because the baby's floating in water.
Yeah.
So when it goes from one state to the other, it's a very natural kind of environment. And then you take them out slowly. So that's what I think the giving birth in water does. Yeah. And then it probably makes it easier because you got buoyancy. I'd imagine it would have to help with contractions.
Interesting.
That's just a thought process. I don't know, other than intuitively, I do not know this as a practicality. But I always find that my intuitive nature always becomes some practicality when I Google it. So so the intuitive comes first, and then the practicality.
That's one thing we wanted, a concept we wanted to introduce to the audience this episode, is that, you know, your body and your organs are in harmony, and you should think of that in terms of water.
You know, music, when you sing or listen to music, it changes your mood.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if you want to be happy, you can be happy. And if you feel real sad or you had a relationship breakup, everybody's listening to Whoa, 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 It's Me all together. You know, so they can have a group kumbaya of Whoa, It's Me, right? So if you want to change your health, you want to change your mind, you want to change your energy, change what you're listening to. If you want to go a step further, actually use tuning forks. If you want to go a step further, hum in the water. If you have a headache, don't ignore the headache and give it an aspirin. Start humming. See if you can move the energy first by yourself. Then go for the aspirin. If it doesn't work, I mean, you know, what the hey?
We told you. It's advice with a twist. It's girlfriend. Cynthia Chauvin is our guest. Actually, it's not our guest. This is her show. And John Miles, we're going to take a short break on VDGX. We're going to come back. We're going to add another twist to the show today. We're going to bring in another guest, a friend of ours, a local professional, and see what Cynthia has to offer this young lady in the way of advice and the way of some interesting conversation. Stay with us. This is VDGX.com, your online listening experience.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
We are back on BDGX.com, your online listening experience. Jeff Newman in the middle of another girlfriend episode with our very special hostess of girlfriend psychic Cynthia Chauvin. By the way, if you'd like to find out more about Cynthia or see what else she has to offer in the way of services and information, she does have a website. It's www.cynthiachauvin.com. Cynthia Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. .com. Adding to the mix now, John. We were on the break. I was telling you a little story back to organ singing, or what I'm calling the rhythm of life, or this symphony of a body. When my sister was pregnant, she went swimming with the dolphins, a tourist attraction wherever she was. And again, she was pregnant. She got in the water with other people, and the dolphins, 3, 4, however many there were in the water, wound up circling her. I guess dolphins have sonar, but in a way of, I guess, protecting the unborn baby, they knew whether it's like an ultrasound or whatever.
It's a one hell of a sonogram,
yeah,
right?
They, exactly. They were doing that. So I just found that interesting.
How's the baby?
Baby's wonderful. I don't remember which one. She has four sons, so one of them, and they're all doing well. So
is one of them very musical? Or
they, yes, actually.
Yeah.
And
I wonder if that's him.
Whether she wants me to mention this or not, it might have been her youngest, who is deaf in one ear, but very creative, real creative, very musical. Was banging on pots when he was younger, and they're all very athletic, and you know,
right?
You know, I've got great nephews. Anyhow, to go along with that, bringing into the mix now, again, the girlfriend is an advice show with a twist, and we're welcoming a local professional, a young lady named Karen, who's a photographer. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
And when I was speaking with Karen earlier in the week about Cynthia and about this extra sense that she seems to have and the advice that she does give successfully to people, Karen wanted to come in and share some things and maybe have some questions. So go right ahead.
Definitely. Well, I was very interested in what you guys were just talking about as far as using music to clear your mind. I've had a lot of stress in my life, and I think it comes mostly from anxiety. And I don't know exactly where it's coming from, other than just dealing with regular everyday activities with my family, with work. But I notice that I get very stressed and overwhelmed at times. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to...
Is it in here?
It's mostly, I'd say, like at the base of my neck. Mm-hmm. And then it's very, very prominent on the right side of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I actually can feel the pain creeping, you know, into a different mode as my
so right where I was pointing to, right?
Right here, right here, and then around to the side.
For those of you in radio land, that they're pointing to the neck. Since we're not on
television.
Sorry about
that. I do it in my readings too. I start shaking my head, yes or no, or whatever. They're right on the phone and they don't even see me.
Right.
So you get stress all along here.
Right. I carry it, I would say, mostly in my neck and my head.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of my body doesn't generally feel tired.
Right.
I'm able to move around. I'm not achy, things like that. But I just have overwhelming pain in my head
right
at times.
Mm-hmm. My intuition, and remember, this comes from my intuition, okay? Because I always tell people, go to whoever you need to go to verify whatever, that you're A-okay.
Right.
And then when nothing else works, try this. Although I say try this first. And then, but no, it feels like to me that you have a blockage,
mm-hmm,
you know, of your energy. Your chi's just not flowing all the way to your head.
Mm-hmm.
Being on the right side and being right here would feel like comes more from the liver gallbladder thing, which we were talking about with John.
Mm-hmm.
You can move that energy pretty easily and pretty readily if you get a massage to your feet, okay, and they work it really, really hard. If you go to acupressure, I don't think acupuncture is going to work on it. It feels like you'd have to actually do some kind of physical manipulation to your foot. You can probably also get rid of it if you massage the heart, the little, there's like a little crevice in the top of the head,
right,
and if you rub there, it'll start to release because it's actually a meridian.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in my mind's eye, when anxiety enters the body, it's because the body's not filled with chi. So then it's like something not being at home. It's
right,
got room.
Right.
So then you start picking up the static from around you, and you start making that your stuff.
Yes.
Even if there's nothing particularly going on with you, you're picking up your friends, you're picking up traffic, you're picking up the flow of energy. But if you're filled with your own chi, you can't pick up somebody else's energy.
I definitely feel that. It's funny that you say that, because when I feel stress and anxiety coming up on me, it's like I hear everything around me. I hear everything. And it just, it's in my head, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know,
yeah,
this is like, how do I block that and keep my own personal
that's
good
you're
mood, you know?
It's so, because you're creative, one aspect, because a lot of creative people run a lot of energy through their liver and gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I have no idea. Go ask somebody that knows that stuff. But nonetheless, they run a lot of energy through that. Your creativity comes from the same spot, but you can be grounded and creative at the same time. That's like reading. You're reading through your eyes and your photography.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that flow. The same place that I read from, except that you're reading differently. You're reading with a camera and doing it in pictures and creating a song with the pictures and the
right,
symphony.
Right.
Well, I hear it too. And if you flow, you can still have the creativity without the backlash of everybody glomming on, so to speak. It clears quicker and easier, like a flowing river,
right,
versus a river that's got some trash in it and it's partly dammed up,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Definitely.
Same thing. So you'll still be creative. You'll actually be able to be more creative because you'll be less involved with other people's information, mm-hmm, and more involved with the energy.
Right.
Because the information is personal attitude, mm-hmm, and the energy is, what do I want to say? The energy is the clarity of the individual.
Got you.
So when you read, just like when you take photography,
right,
you can't get lost in the clutter of somebody's mind. You have to go above that and see the clarity of their mind and,
right,
connect to that. And that will allow your energy to flow. But I do believe it's something that's going to be used a lot in you, that meridian. So you're going to have to keep it clear all the time. So I'd suggest acupressure, foot massage,
okay,
massage of any kind that allows,
right,
this to float. Because remember, I think your organs float, whether,
right,
they do or don't, mine do. So I think they float. So you just keep all this flowing, and this will start to go. And you'll be able to feel it. It'll start, you probably have a place right behind your,
mm-hmm,
back here that,
mm-hmm,
gets very tense as well,
mm-hmm,
and that's that meridian.
Karen, question for you. Do you find that you're under more stress the more you work, even though your job is creative,
mm-hmm,
but do you take a lot of the emotions and the images that you shoot home with you? I'm just wondering if there's a connection between your work and the level of stress and pain that you're feeling.
That's a very good question, and when I think about it, it's definitely something that I feel like I do. I do see a lot of different people in a lot of different settings, from taking photography of a car accident, mm-hmm, to, mm-hmm, photographing families and children,
mm-hmm,
and I can just kind of feel like what's going on.
This is a typical creative person. You're too damn empathetic.
And that's what I say all the time, that I'm empathetic. And, you know, I never really understood what that meant until actually recently, a couple of years ago, when someone else had mentioned that to me. And it's very prominent as far as feeling, you know, or picking up just the, you know, what you're calling energy from, mm-hmm, every situation that I go to.
And I have something I should... There's a very famous war correspondent by the name of Michael Hare, who was a Rolling Stone correspondent in Vietnam, and he wrote a book called Dispatches. One of the things he said in Dispatches, and this sticks with me all this, and, you know, I work in television, we all see different... So he said, you're responsible for what you see out there. So if you're seeing things and photographing things that you don't want to do anymore, then you have to make that mm-hmm, you have to take that into consideration.
Right. Okay.
But you can't be empathetic without actually sucking into the energy and picking it up, mm-hmm, and bringing it home with you.
Right.
Right.
You know, because that doesn't do you any good, doesn't do them any good. And above that empathetic cord, there is a clarity cord.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into that, you actually become more creative, get more information. It has a sense of wellness to it,
mm-hmm,
a sense of understanding, connectivity. So the mind doesn't go into, oh, why these terrible things, why, mm-hmm, these terrible things, why these terrible things, which then, of course, clogs the body because the emotions have memories and the memories come,
right,
up.
Right, right.
Maybe you should take lots of pictures of flowers.
You know, I've actually been moving into nature photography.
Good for you.
As more of a hobby. You know, photographing people is more of what I enjoy doing, but just more of a hobby I've been doing. Nature, it just seems a little more relaxing, so I definitely could relate to
that's
that
always
feeling.
Good. That's always good. Hike.
Cynthia, an interesting concept, though, regardless of whether it's professional or for folks who come home and turn on the news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
World events, tragedy, trauma, drama affect everyone.
Absolutely.
Even with the knowledge that it's not me. There are those callous folks, if the mountain falls in the sea, it's not me. Regardless, how does one, even with the knowledge that stuff happens, how does one deal with it so that it is not overwhelming? There came a point a couple of years ago, honestly, my wife and I stopped watching the news.
Yeah.
And it was for maybe for a week.
Yeah.
Enough.
Everybody just raised their hands in the studio. Everybody just went, yeah, me too.
Amen.
Enough. But okay, so that's one way. But again, ostrich head in the sand is not a way of dealing with life either.
No, absolutely.
Well, how about if you know that, you know, you ingest a higher percentage of what's enjoyable to you and less of what's doesn't taste good.
Right. I suggest to do it in short spurts and enough to keep you well educated on top of what it is. I suggest it in radio versus television so that you're not accessing your eyes along with your ears to listen to the radio. I listen to NPR. It gives me a lot of good information. It probably doesn't give me everything I need, but it gives me enough to where I can stay on top of some subject matters. And then again, as my husband said, you fill yourself up with the rest. And I always say, let go, let God, because we don't, you know, to understand that we don't understand is the best understanding you can understand. Okay? Right. So I take it. I understand that this is going on. I understand that I don't understand, and I possibly maybe never will. Okay, why people do what they do outside of that it's a focus of fear and how a person deals with their fear, whether that's an individual, a country, a religion. You know, whenever there is fear, we will find hate. They go hand in hand. You can't separate fear and hate. So hate then becomes an action and a reaction. And of course, then there's the natural disasters of things, or what we consider to be a natural disaster of things. But I don't look at the earth being separated from the human beings. I see the earth and human beings being one resource. So earthquakes and hurricanes and tsunamis that take people's lives are still an extension of our personal energy going out into the atmosphere, creating storms from our subconscious thoughts of anger and fear and separateness. So I don't see it as us, you know, gee whiz, there's a natural disaster. Yeah, we're the natural disaster. We are, because we're one with it. So put more good stuff in, be aware of the other, try to bring a larger focus, because that will help change. It will help change. Every good thought you have will help change in a very collective way, because there is no separation. I would not be able to read.
Is there some sort of tuning routine that you use when you wake up in the morning to put you kind of like on the right track? Is there something that you would recommend?
She tells me to scoop the cat box.
The vowels, do the vowels.
Yeah, now I have to be very quiet because John's not a morning person, but
not
I usually wake up pretty chipper and okay. I'm ready to roll, right. And it's like, blah, 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 right. You know, and usually it's like a clearing, like a gathering information all night long.
Right.
But any 2-3 minutes, just look out your back door, see a bird flying, feel good inside, you know, because that's visual things that you can put into your mind that will influence your day. So any kind of, gee whiz, I'm thankful, you know, life's wonderful, I'm here, this is great. I'm convinced that's why my mother's 90.
There's a number.
Because that's how she does every
time. She does novenas. Her mom does novenas every time. You're going to find something that works for you. Right. It could be a yoga routine. It could be humming in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. It could be A-E-I-O-U. Yeah, okay. Some people do who... am I into the mirror?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do
to
that.
Reconnect to yourself, to who you are. It could be quiet Fresh time. Tea. I would suggest you try a couple of different things.
Right.
And sort of whatever one works for you, anything that works for you is the one you should do.
I like the one with the mirror. I use that every morning because you're sitting there and you're putting on mascara and you're curling your hair and you're putting on lipstick. And the whole time you're staring at yourself and you're having thoughts. And if you watch where those thoughts go, they're usually not pretty darn pretty. You know, they're usually, oh, God, look, you know, I got to do this today. I look like crap. Look at the bags. Whatever. You know, you're going to find when you're looking that closely at yourself. So if you can stop that moment and direct the thought and use it as an I am position. Mm-hmm. I am this. I am one with God. God and I are one. And you start flowing just positive affirmation.
Energy, right.
Yeah, exactly. While you brush your teeth. That takes a good 15 minutes. You've just meditated. You just changed your day. So thanks, John, for reminding me of that.
Yeah.
Cynthia, as always, great, great advice. Yes. We're out of time once again for this episode of Girlfriend, but it kind of gave us a springboard for the next episode and probably 3 or 4 more after that. As always, great advice. Final thoughts, John?
I just wanted to reemphasize that people should look, go back to the first part of the show. Think of your body as a harmony. And we all heard it as kids. You are what you eat. I would say you are what you eat, you are what you hear, you are what you see. And we have personal responsibility to fill up our own cup, you know, as you were saying earlier. Fill up your own cup, and then you are overflowing, and then what is coming at you is coming into you. So fill your own cup is what I would say.
Makes a lot of sense. Cynthia, before your last word, Karen, I want to thank you for being here, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
And professionally, for folks out there who might be in the D.C., Virginia, Baltimore area, Maryland, well, where can they get in touch with you for photography services?
You can reach me at www.cakphotography.8m.
Say that one more time. One more time.
That's CAK Photography, CAKphotography.8m.com.
Very good. Thanks again. Cynthia?
Move that energy, baby. Sing. I don't care if you sing on key, off key. Does not matter. Sing and let your heart roll.
The advice from Cynthia Chavan, www.cynthiachavan.com. That's Cynthia, CHAUVIN.com. Thank you for tuning in, for clicking on us. It's BDGX.com, your online listening experience with Girlfriend.